Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me. This is Polly Wyrum, an intuitive and intuitive life coach that lives in Anchorage, Alaska, but I love to travel out of Anchorage, Alaska to places that are warm. And I always like to start my show with sharing what the temperature is. Today it's 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and our sunrise was at 8:14 a.m., and our sunset is at 8:04 p.m., so that gives us almost 12 hours of light, which is huge, because now every day we are gaining a ton of light, which really I'm super happy about. So, again, Polly Wyrum, an intuitive and an intuitive life coach, and each week when I take calls, I also like to bring in some coaching elements. And so today, one of the things I'm going to talk about is how we, you know, there's all this stuff going on with political with the elections, and some people are being very disturbed and worried about stuff that's being said and happening. And so how we live our life with that stuff going on, and, you know, maybe, you know, there are some people, a lot of people that I know that are, you know, definitely worried about stuff that's going on in the world. And so how we live our life without being totally just going down the drain of, you know, looking at all the negative. And so one of the things that's really important to me is because things like humanity issues, animal rights issues, environmental issues, those are very, very important to me. And so when I keep seeing things that are happening, it's like, oh, you know, it's like shocking, and then it definitely tugs at my heart. And so how I personally balance that is I look for the things that are working. So I totally, you know, I follow people, a lot of charities, and charities are huge to me, but I follow a lot of charities. I see the work that they're doing. I see the efforts. I see the progress that they're doing. And so I make sure that I'm getting that I'm getting confirmation that, yes, things are also working in the way that I want it to go. So I see how different animals are being saved. I see the work that people are doing for peace. I see all this, and I make sure that I get a healthy dose of that every day to balance the, you know, to balance the other thing. And as a matter of fact, I want more of the healthy dose of seeing what's working in the direction that I want, right? Because I know everything is going to work out. It's not up to us. It's already planned, is working out, and so we have to, it's our job to focus on what we want and to do our prayers and to work towards peace. So each caller today, I'm going to ask them what they're focusing on, like how they're getting confirmation that things are working out. And that could be as simple as saying what you're grateful for in your life. If you have things that you're grateful for in your life, that's confirmation that things are working out for you. It's as easy as that. It does not have to be complicated. We overcomplicate things. It's as easy as recognizing where things are working out in your life and really, you know, spending time there and connecting with how you feel about it. It's simple, Simon. Okay, so my website is gatewaystopeace.com. That's gatewaystopeace.com. I am a full-time intuitive coach. I offer readings of various lengths now, and coaching. I have different coaching packages available. So if you're interested in working with me, contact me at gatewaystopeace.com. So my first caller for the day is area code 216-650.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I know you say good morning. It's afternoon. That's so cute. Alaska, I've always wanted to go there, by the way.
Well, come visit.
I know, always. It's a beautiful state. Oh, my goodness.
It is. And okay. Yesterday was actually,
I know.
The last 2 days was really sunny and beautiful. Okay, where are you calling from and what's your name?
Ohio.
Ohio. And what's your name?
Sharon.
Sharon. Okay, how's it going for you, Sharon?
It's going. It's going. Hopefully, I think everything is going wonderful, actually.
Excellent. Okay, give me some confirmation. And again, it can be something that you're grateful for, but some confirmation that you feel like you're aligned with your goals, you're aligned with your path, you're aligned with what you know, your purpose here.
I am aligned. I've been looking for employment for almost a year and a half, and I was offered a job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I start. They gave me a start date. My question to you is, I've had so many disappointments over the past 16, 18 months. Is this job mm-hmm. really going to go through? They gave me a start date. They're going through all the background,
okay,
the references. I'm clean.
Okay. I'm just curious. Why am I getting July? So, oh, anniversary. There's something about an anniversary date coming up. So, well, the reason I'm getting, why I think I'm getting July is because my anniversary is in there. So I'm thinking it's something to do with the anniversary date. But you said it's been a year and a half since you worked?
Yes. Well, I'm contracting. I shouldn't say that. I am working, but the job I want, I've been looking for. How's that?
Uh-huh. Okay. There's something about an anniversary, so I feel like there's celebration also. Celebration
in July.
Times and anniversaries. So, well, that's just, you know, they said July just, you know, my guides, just because that's my anniversary. So it's just like, I think that was
okay.
just a connection,
oh.
so I understand anniversary. But I feel like you will have anniversary and you will have celebration. Celebration, celebration. So is this something that could work into a long-term, like, you know, year after year after year type thing?
Yeah, it's permanent. Oh, yeah, this job is permanent. Great benefits, great pay. They told me the start date. Go on. I know.
Yeah,
it's going to go through, isn't it? I know. I shouldn't doubt myself. They already gave me the start date. Thank you.
No. So here's the thing. I mean, I feel like there's celebrations after celebrations after celebrations for you, which leads me to believe that this is going to be, you know, an ongoing thing. But here's the thing. I want you to really focus on, you know, the really good things, like all the things that you love about this job. And
I know
that you're getting this and more. So write that down. Whenever you start worrying, you know, because that's what we do, right? You got to get rid of that because it's not serving you. So however it works for you, like, you know, sometimes people, you know, ask their angels, ask their guides to take, you know, to just free them from this worry, whatever works for you. But have some type of little, you know, like when I coach clients, I like to give them, you know, either they carry like a crystal in their pocket or they have a ring or they do something so that they can constantly remind, when they start worrying, they look down at that and it's confirmation that yes, I'm moving in the direction I want and yes, I have this job.
I pray to St. Jude. I have a picture of him. I pray to him. I'm Catholic. I do novenas.
Perfect. Okay, so just do something. You know, do you have rosary beads?
Do I have what?
Rosary beads.
Absolutely. I take them the job I'm at now to get me through it. Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. That's what I want you to do. I want you to, like, to really have that, you know, that connection that you have with those. I want you to say, yes, I know this is all working out in divine timing. That just say, you know, especially as we're talking, I feel a lot of really good love and connection. So I just want you to carry that with you. It's really, you know, just carry that with you. Know that you
important.
Are fully supported. Yeah, it is important.
I start on the 28th. It's going to go through, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels really good to me. Let that, you know, if they call you back and you have to go back in and do some, have you already had to go back in and sign something else or show them something?
I've done all that. I did the drug test. I just did the drug test yesterday. They got a, they're calling my references. I know. I'm just so neurotic.
You're fine. So just let that go. Now, you know, so you've got a little bit of time before you start. So just really think about, okay, during this time, this is what I want to do. I'm going to clean my closets and I'm just getting ready for all this great stuff that's coming into my life.
Thank you. I know. And just relax. How's that?
I know. Yeah. And just enjoy life. I mean, seriously, it's like, you know, before people have a baby and, you know, and I have 3 kids, so I remember that, but you know how you're like, you know, you want to do stuff, but in hindsight, it's like, oh, for God's sakes, I should have just, like, done nothing, because after the baby comes, you're, like, you're really busy. You don't get to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So relax now.
Polly, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Many blessings to you, and stay in touch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so that was Sharon from Ohio, and that was, you know, it sounds, and if I remember correctly, I spoke to her in the past. I'm not positive, but I think I did. I'm not sure. But that was really, you know, confirmation that, yes, things are working out for her. She has her own connection to the divine. That was, you know, her Catholic traditions, which I love. And that's really important for her to remember to connect with that when her mind starts going into the area that she doesn't want it to go. Connect with, you know, with the rosary beads. Connect to where you feel peace. Because, you know what, when you feel peace, that's when your heart is open. That's when you're open to all sorts of possibilities. And that right there is the key to this life. It truly is when your heart is open and your mind is open, because you don't really need your mind, that's when all sorts of possibilities come in. And so I really invite you and encourage you to whatever it is that brings you peace, just, you know, whether it's rosary beads, whether it's talking to the angels, whatever it is, take some time every day. It's really important. So again, this is Polly Wyron, and my website business is Gateways to Peace with the number 2, gatewaystopeace.com. So my next caller is 561-287. Did that go through? There.
Hello.
Hi,
Polly. Can you hear me?
Good.
Yes,
I can.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Where are you calling
perfectly
from?
Florida, opposite of Alaska.
about as much as you can be in our country, for sure. What's your name?
Stacy. How are you?
Good. Have we spoken before?
I don't. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't. Maybe I think
matter.
A year ago. I think it was like a long time ago when I was working and everything was good. It was about, oh my God. I think it was probably when it was in the summer.
You know what?
I think it was last summer.
Oh, you know what? I've only been doing my Blog Talk Radio since October. So it's a new
yeah.
venture
okay.
for me.
Okay.
So
okay. That's
not.
What I mean. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that's when I started my last job. So it was around the time I started my last job. Well, actually, when I interviewed with the temp agency, it was August, and I started in October. So that makes sense. So anyway,
I want to before we go into your questions. How do you keep your, you know, bring you back for your confirmation that you are on your life path, confirmation that you are doing, you know, that things are working out for you. So, for example, and it can just be things that you're grateful for. But for example, for me, it's checking, you know, it's like, you know, taking the time to be aware of like the charities that I love, and I see the progress that they're making. Another thing,
yeah, well,
and I think this one might, yeah.
Yeah, well, we donated to the Humane Society, and I have two cats who found me, and my two cats seem happy because they're always following me around the house.
Awesome. Okay, so that's how you're staying, your confirmation that things are going okay for you. That's perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so do you have a question for me?
Well, yeah, similar, I guess, to the last caller. I was on an assignment for 4 months contracting, and right now I've been without work for a month, and I was just wondering when you see the next opportunity.
You know what I see? I feel like you need to backtrack to, because you said you were doing temp agencies or whatever. It's like some wires were crossed, like communications wires were crossed. So I feel like you need to go back and resubmit things to people. And it's not just resubmitting to one. It's resubmitting your resume, your whatever, to various, you know, you need to do it. It looks like four, but do it to as many outlets or many people as you can, because I feel like the wires were crossed. Communication was crossed. And so I don't know how your last job, you know, even though it was a temporary position, how it ended. But I feel like you have the potential to get more work. But there was something about a miscommunication, like almost like somebody. And another thing that I'm seeing is like something was like the ball was dropped and it should have been picked up and carried forward. So I feel like you need to go back and put more energy, you know, just refresh everything that you put in there before and make sure that everything, you know, the information is accurate and it's going to the right people.
Well, I my assignment ended and I was doing really well and I don't understand. And I've been putting applications everywhere.
Okay, perfect.
You know, I've been trying.
So make sure, because I actually feel like, okay, are they all online or is there one that you can actually hand deliver? Because it looks like there's one that you can actually take in. Is there one that you can physically submit? Okay. So there's something about that one that feels good. Have you heard, are you still waiting to hear from them?
Yeah, I'm waiting. I mean, I just don't understand why one of them only has like a one-day thing that's far away. I mean, I need like steady work where it's 5 days a week or even 3 days. I can't work 1 day a week, you know, that's far.
Right.
I need, they should have been up front and been honest with me. That's why I was kind of upset. And the other one where I was at somewhere for 4 months, they hired somebody else. And, you know, 2 months after me, and I guess they're still there, and I'm not. And I'm kind of like, don't understand it, you know? It's just
okay,
like...
Okay, so there's, right, there's something about, you know, poor communication or wires being crossed. So I think make it clear that yeah, you'll work temporary, but your long-term goal is a full-time position.
Exactly,
because
that's
there's
what
something
they know.
About... Yeah, but there's something about, like, the wires being crossed. There's something about something not clearly being conveyed because, you know what, if somebody else got the job that's lasting longer, there's something, you know, so, okay, here's another thing that we should explore. Like, when I saw that something was put down, but you didn't pick it back up, so are they expecting you to do something else, like hop through some hoop that you think is just stupid and you're not going to do it?
I was doing my work and everything. I just don't understand, you know, because, you know, I'm just kind of shocked, you know. I'm just kind of shocked when I'm told I'm doing a good job and then it was just like...
Okay, well, I would not give up hope. I mean, I think that you have the job out there. I think, okay, and this is another interesting thing. And I'm also seeing, like, you're almost turning, because of your frustration level, it's almost like which totally makes sense. You're, like, turning your back on the situation. Start, like, look at everything as brand new. So don't rehash how somebody else is now working and then somebody showed you a job that was for 1 day or whatever. So don't rehash that. Imagine yourself, like, you resubmit your resume, you resubmit everything, and imagine that you're going in and starting everything brand new. With
that's
a fresh
yeah.
energy. Okay, so I feel like it can work, but I really feel like you have to start, like, almost start brand new. And, you know, is there somebody bigger that you know, are there more companies that you can, you know, put your resume out to?
Yeah, I have been. I've been sending a bunch out.
Okay. Well, just keep doing that. And I have another question for you. Do you have to stay living in the location that you're living?
Yes.
Okay. Then just keep doing it. And there's one, is there something, are you either living by water or is there something that's by water, like a pool? It's not like a big body of water. It's like a pond. For some reason,
yes.
I'm seeing a pond.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. They showed me that pond for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So is that where you live or is it where you're applying?
No, that's where I live.
Oh, it's where you live. Okay. You know, honestly, it is so funny. Like, I'll see the picture, you know, in my mind, and I never
but
know.
Do you see a time frame when things will pick up?
Yeah, I mean, I know that they will. I feel like, and I'm showing that you're like on the bumpy road right now. Like you literally feel like it's the bumpy road. But you can do this. And here's another piece of advice. Ask your angels, ask your guidance, ask for help for this, because with this, and just keep spreading. I want you to approach it, even though it's difficult, approach it with a new understanding and new clarity of what you want. And that's what I'm hearing, a new understanding and new clarity of what you want. And so it might look a little bit different than what you've been doing, but a new understanding and new clarity of what you want. So look at each one of those jobs that you've had and you know, write down what you've liked about them and look, you know, that's what you want to attract. So really put new understanding and new clarity in what you want and just see it happening. I know it's happening. Yeah, well, just keep doing it. It's happening. And refresh. Put that stuff out there. Just refresh it. Go as broad as you can.
Yeah, because I can't collect until April unemployment. That's the problem.
Well, you just keep going. You can do this. And if they offer you a one-day job, you know, it's not what you want, but do it. Because you don't know where it'll lead. Right?
I know. I just, you know, I'm not saying I could have something that's going to last me a year, but I need something to hold me over. That's why I'm nervous.
You know
right
what?
Now.
You can go ahead and ask for something that's ongoing job, you know, like that's going to last for a long time. Ask for it. Tell the universe you're ready for it.
I have, and so far nothing.
Well, keep going. Just keep going. And I mean, that's what I see is to refresh. Refresh and look, you know, maybe refresh your resume. Refresh. But I will say, yes, you will get it, but I also feel like it needs new energy, like new refresh. So just look at your words, that type of thing. And I don't know why I was getting the cross wires at the very beginning, but maybe go back and even contacted people that you worked at and said that, you know, I really enjoy working here. Is it possible for, or let me know when another position comes up.
Do you think they'll send me there? Because I said to them, I don't understand why somebody that called in all the time got the, you know, was staying there. And
well,
why don't you
skip, I don't know the logistics of it, but can you skip the temp agency and just contact the place and say, hey, I really enjoyed working here. Let me know if you
What happened was the gal was in an accounting position and she didn't want to go to phones. And I guess she wanted my position and she seemed chummy with the boss. So yeah, that's the problem. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, stop looking at problems, and seriously, I want you to refresh, because you've got a job out there waiting for you. So refresh, focus on what you want. So get clear on what you want, and let the problems go. Okay?
I know. It's
hard, but this is a great day for you to start focusing on what you want. Okay? It's your life, what you want, and your ideal job. Go ahead and do it. And listen, if you want to email me, you can. You can email me your list of what you want in your ideal job. Go to my website, gatewaystopeace.com. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and email me your list. It helps if you put it in writing, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and take the caller, but you're welcome to email me that list. I want you to focus on what you want. I want you to refresh your resumes and send them out, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, many blessings. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was Stacy, and I know that's difficult for sure. You know, when we just feel like we're stuck, it's really hard. And I totally appreciate that, because we all go through that. But sometimes we have to take a step back and really get clear on what we want, because when we're sitting in this place of a lot of stuff that's not working out, then that's what we're thinking about. So if you can take a breath and look at the things that are, you know, she's got her cat and she's donated with SPCA. So some really, you know, those are really positive things that she's got going in her life. She's had jobs that she liked. Focus on what she liked about them instead of the problems. And then send out that resume, refresh everything. Just imagine hitting the refresh button and letting, you know, just then letting the stuff that doesn't work, let that fall away and focus on what does work. So so many, you know, prayers for her to have a little bit more ease in her life for sure. Okay, so this is Polly Wyrum, and my business is gatewaystopeace.com. I'm an intuitive and an intuitive life coach, and I love sharing messages with people. My next caller is area code 347-570. Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hello,
good morning.
How are you?
Hi, I'm very well. Thank you. This is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica. And it's probably not morning there at all, is it?
No, it's actually afternoon, but I was playing along with your morning.
Perfect. Excellent.
Yeah.
So, Jessica, how do you press your reset button? Like, how do you show that you're getting confirmation that things are moving right along the way you want them to, or that, you know, that you... you know, that you're on your path? How do you find that?
You know, it's funny because just yesterday I was talking to Spirit and I was saying, I want more signs that I'm on the right path. I know that I'm on the right path. I've been doing, like, so I've been working on my finances, about improving my finances, and I've been doing a lot of healing work around that. So I know that that confirms for me that I'm on the right path. And then also, last week, I was invited to a private social club. Like, it's an entertainment club that's just for members.
Nice.
And that's, like, in alignment with what I want to be doing, like working in TV. So that was definitely a sign.
Nice.
It was like, yep. Mm-hmm. So that was really
very
cool.
Very nice. Excellent.
Yeah.
I love that. And, yes. And
me
you know
too.
What? You also have a lot of... you know, I would say you're pretty grounded. You feel grounded to me. You, you're also the type of person that you will reach, like, as I see you, like you're sitting down or whatever, and you reach out, you bring something to you, and you really examine it. So you are super, I'm hearing analytical, but you're super, you really examine things. and does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I do. Like, maybe a little bit too much. I'm, like, letting it go a little bit.
Yeah, that's probably why they're showing it to me. And so don't get lost in the, you know, as we examine pieces of our life or we examine whatever's offered to us, go with the way it feels and then kind of move, let it go. And if it feels good, then hang out with it. If it doesn't feel, you know, as you're examining it, if it doesn't feel so good, let it go. And there's probably
right.
a reason why this, you know, why they shared that with me. And another thing, when you were talking about your finances, I was seeing them, like you have them in, say you have a piece of paper in front of you and you write down, actually, as I see it, is you write down like a list. So maybe it's like the names of where the finances are going or whatever. And you put a circle around it and it's like, you've got three of them on the page. And so things are kind of compartmentalized. Does that make sense to you at all?
I actually have a list down of, like, bills that are due, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a circle around it, or is there some reason, why
there's so many
circles?
I'm going to check that. I think I might have circled one thing that's due in, like, 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah, not a circle, but that's highlighted because I've been a little bit up and down and a little bit angry at Spirit because I was, like... hey, I need you to bring me this money. And so I've been a little bit seesaw about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe this is why they're showing me like a circle type around your list of your bills is to focus on, and I also see you're going to have money coming in. Well, this is interesting. So here's how it looks to me. Do you have money coming from two different sources? So this is what it looks like to me. You have your list, and, you know, who knows why they're showing it, but you have your list of bills, on the, and then above them, there's two columns where you get money, where you're receiving money, and they have lists. So it's not like you have, like, one job. It's not like, you know, like, okay, I get this paycheck from, what's a company, from the school district twice a month or whatever. You have... there's two, it comes from different areas. So I would just be more open to, and I'm hearing more open to the arranging of your finances. So I feel like you actually are going to have more creative. Like it's not just going to come from one place. Does that make sense to you?
Well, that's been the plan. That's what I've been creating as far as, like, I have money coming mm-hmm. in from my healing business, private clients, and mm-hmm. then I have money coming mm-hmm. in from a TV job. Now, with that
yeah.
said, both of those things are still manifesting, so
mm-hmm.
I do.
I'm see it
really...
coming from two different things, two mm-hmm. you know, whatever, you know, columns, groups. That's what I'm going to say, two different groups. I would keep going at it. I'm not so sure why I feel like, so I also see like the arrow, like an arrow, like a big, like yellow arrow coming, you know, coming down from, it feels more like the healing thing, coming down to your list of bills. I see this big arrow and that's the part that feels kind of angry. So come up with a way to make it so that you're a little bit more relaxed in the ebb and flow of the finances and knowing that the ebb and flow is working for you. So,
well, yeah, that's what I was calling about. It has to do with the healing business because mm-hmm. I have been doing a lot of like sorting. I've been attracting potential clients, but they haven't been mm-hmm. paying clients or the right clients. So mm-hmm. I keep on mm-hmm. fixing my list and how I'm going to attract somebody and somebody new mm-hmm. and upgrading it. So mm-hmm. I've been trying to stay in the positive and happy about it. But, yeah, the anger will come up when it's kind of like another sort of disappointing experience happens that I sort of attract the wrong type of person when it's like, because I'm not working with anybody healing now, like a paying client. And
okay,
I really want to get that flowing.
Do you have like your, have you written your ideal client? Have you, done your ideal client, written the words down for your ideal client?
Yeah, like millions of times, so much so
okay.
that I don't even feel like
okay.
doing that anymore. That's maybe where the anger is
okay.
coming from, too, is like I don't
want
to even bother
Listen.
Manifesting stuff, like focusing like that, you know?
Jessica, why don't you just do a Blog Talk Radio? I mean,
oh, because that's not, yeah, that's, I kind of been there, done that. That's not where my clients are because I service like a high-end client. I've been doing a different clientele, which is why
okay.
it was good that I was at that entertainment club, that membership club, the private club.
Yeah, okay. I'm just feeling like things need to be, and I'm hearing reworked, I'm hearing actually rework the calendar. So there's something about your calendar, the time allowed on your calendar or something. But I feel like open up, you know, change, allow some, be more, allow more creativity of the clients that you're going to, I mean, obviously you need working clients, right? I mean,
yeah.
you know, or clients that can pay, that goes without saying. But your ideal client might be something a little bit different than what you're looking at as long as they can pay. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to any of that. You know, I mean, in a little bit, it kind of feels like I'm chasing my, if I start going this direction, that direction, it feels like I'm kind of chasing my tail and like, well, what are you focusing on, you know?
Okay, well,
so,
I'm just going to tell you, I mean, because I work with, you know, I do life coaching, and so I work with people that want to be life coaches, I work with people, whatever, I work with tons, I mean, I work with people in the oil business, I work in people's healthcare, and people who want to do, like, what you want to do, I mean, honestly, I pay $35 a month for Blog Talk Radio, I get coaching clients from it. And so if you just be open to it. Maybe try it again.
Mm.
And, Blog Talk Radio is not paying me to say this, but I'm just telling you, if you feel like you have something like that to share, maybe you need to revisit, and this kind of feels as I'm talking, revisit what you're offering. You know, what are you offering people? Like, what is it that you're bringing to the table? how can you heal other people? How can you help other people? So look at
that.
Well,
I've been focused on, like, so I help people with their love life, and I've been focusing more on singles. And it's been in my mind, like, I guess as of, I don't know, maybe yesterday, today, that maybe I should focus a little bit more on people in unhappy marriages.
Well,
so is
look,
that
I
sort
think,
of...
Well, you can focus. I mean, I would encourage you to reconsider doing, because you need to put your product out there, right? And so,
well, basically, I meet people. Yeah, I mean, I meet people, and then they are like, oh, so interested, you know, but I need them signing on, taking the next
mm-hmm.
step.
Okay, but you need to, you know, obviously, and, you know, I'm not a marketer, but obviously you need to put what you can offer, just really sit down and look about what you can offer, what you do, how you help other people, how you're helping the world. Write that down and figure out the way you can put it out there. And it'll happen. But figure out, like, go back to the drawing board and really examine what you're offering. All the little pieces, whether you're a good listener, whether you like to tie the pieces together so people can, you know, better see the picture of their life, whatever it is, look at all of that, every little tidbit that you offer, and then broadcast it. However, if you don't want to do blog talk, don't do blog talk. Do something else. But figure out the way that you can share your message. But get really clear on what you're offering.
Right. Okay.
So
I thought that I was there.
Yeah.
All right. So when you say that, that makes me think that, mm-hmm. oh no, you know, that might be a little bit of time before I attract.
No!
I mean,
give yourself half an hour right now. Sit down and get really clear about, I mean, honestly, half an hour, get a pen and a paper and get down really clear. What are you offering? And then think about, how do I want to help people? Because it's really, I mean, that's the key. It's like, what are you offering and how do you want to help people? And then, you know, the next step is, how am I going to reach these people? And if you honestly want to help people and you honestly have these gifts, which you do, it will happen. You just have to be open to letting it happen however it's going, you know, the way it's meant to.
So do you get any timelines as far as, like, when I start signing? Because
I used to
work with clients a lot, and it's been a while,
yeah,
and then I rebranded.
I do feel like you're lacking this new enthusiasm. I feel like you can have that again, but that's kind of what you need to tap into. So revisit what you offer, what you love, you know, what you love to help people with. You kind of need to tap into that, you know, that zest for life. So that it's not like, I need these people. It's more like, hey, I have this. I can help people. I want to help people. I'm ready now. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. I think that I've just had the experience of just being, I'm tired, you know, tired of, like, marketing for all this time and for being out there.
I get that. I mean, you could do it. I mean, that's the thing, is I'm saying that look at what you love to do. Look at what you love about life. Look at how you can help people. And then put it out there. I mean, if you want, anyhow, you can contact me if you want, like, 2 coaching sessions. But it's more to, like, get in touch with you, what you love to do, how you can help people. And you know what? It may be going to work for somebody instead of working by yourself. It may be where you, you know, just be open to how it looks. But first of all, look at what you love to do and what you can offer people.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to do that.
Okay. Many blessings.
Thank you very
much. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Hello. So, again, it's Polly from GatewaysToPeace.com, and that's with the number 2. And each week I like to offer people the opportunity, but it's the first person that contacts me. So the first person that contacts me before you make a donation, so I have different charities listed on my website, GatewaysToPeace.com. My charity that I'm actively trying to raise awareness for and money for is Farm Sanctuary. And so I think they have three of them in our country, maybe just two. No, they have three. They have one on the East Coast and one South California and Northern California. Anyhow, they take these animals that are, most of them are like farm-type animals, and they teach them how to love and trust again. They heal them, and there's a lot of, you know, like a lot of them are on death's door, and they really get them back to where they're healthy, and then they're open to the public, so the public can actually come in and spend time with horses, cows, goats, chickens, pigs, whatever, and really learn to see what these animals are like, and they learn how, there's also a healing process for the people. So I love Farm Sanctuary. If you want to know more about it, go to my website, you can click on it. But anyhow, you can make a donation, anybody that's interested, first person, contact me, tell me that you're going to make a donation to Farm Sanctuary. I don't care what the donation is. It can be $15. Doesn't matter. It's just the donation going to Farm Sanctuary. Make sure that you're the one person, because I'm only doing one person per week. And then you'll get an hour reading. So it's a great way. We support a charity, and then I get to support you, and you support this, you know, we all support each other. Okay, so my next caller is area code 954-921. Hello.
Good afternoon, Polly. My name is Mary. I'm calling you from Florida. How are you?
Mary, how are you? And how's Florida?
Hot. Very hot for this time of year. Unseasonally so.
Yes.
Yes. How I help myself to think a little better or positive. I try to focus on my animals. I do have 7 cats. Most of them are rescues. And they are a blessing, even though a lot of work. And recently I met a nice new neighbor who has helped me, been very supportive to me, and also has assisted me a little bit recently in a financial bind. So I'm thankful for that.
Lovely.
Yes, that is positive. However, there is another faction going on and has been going on for some time. Due to my financial situation, I made a decision that I'm going to downsize about a month ago, and have let that be known. I'm going to be moving within my complex because it is not as costly to make the move, and it will save a bit of money monthly. I am a very proactive person who, you know, looks things over and checks to see where I can cut corners and so forth. I'm very frugal for the most part. So with escalating rents and everything and continue with that coming in, I decided to do that. Okay, so I've made the steps to move things out, try to sell, clean, clutter, and so forth. But what's happening is I have had some health issues, which I have not neglected intentionally. It's just been a matter of either finances or getting a roundabout, getting a runaround as far as where I'm being sent and who's seeing me and their policies and one thing after another. So my condition has escalated, and also I've had some dental issues, which I'm going to be addressing also. And I'm trying to make this move and pack and take care of these things. But everything is kind of blowing up in my face.
It's a lot. I have a question for you. Why do I see, does this mean anything to you? It's a car, but it's not really moving, and it's even kind of, it's not actually that old, but it's not moving, and it's got, like, rust on it, and it's just sitting there, and
my
even,
car.
Like, I see it.
You got it. That's my car. I have a very old car, about 20 years old, that it works fairly well when it's working, but like anything else, it needs a little bit of help once in a while. And there is an issue with it right now. It runs, but it can't take it too far. And yeah. I have a neighbor who was going to help me, and on three occasions he promised to do so, and he didn't. Well, in the meantime, okay. I've initiated another person to have a look at it, and he has a full-time job, so he hasn't been able to take care of it.
Right.
And I can't afford to take it to a regular garage because I know they will tell me it's got
right.
a problem.
I do
and there is
feel
rust
like the move is good for you. I do feel like having that new energy because literally I think the reason why they showed me the car was because
mm-hmm.
there's just, it's kind of like everything's flat, like nothing's
yeah.
moving. Like
exactly.
everything's just lost. Okay, so I do, I totally, you know, you're taking the right action of moving because I feel like you need this new energy, this new experiences, new people, new everything, new outlook on life. So I totally applaud you on that, on moving. And I feel like that will work out. But there's something, like, I feel like you're, I don't know if it's, When you go to find your place, have you found it yet?
Well, the thing of it is, it was made available by a tenant who's leaving, and it is being remodeled, painted, and
mm-hmm.
upgraded. So that
okay.
is in the works, and
okay.
I will probably have maybe a couple weeks, they say, to make this move, and I am getting some help from my neighbor, although she has some health issues too. But she's trying to help the best she can, and then the management said they'd help with the furniture. I would have liked to move out of this complex into some place
yeah.
that felt more aligned with who I am, but that hasn't been possible. But the good part is the lady who is helping me also loves animals. She may take one of my
okay.
cats. And, you know,
okay.
some of those things have been positive. And a new lady moved
yeah,
in.
Are
she's
sure.
Yeah. So I'm counting my
okay.
blessings on that count. But with these issues going on, I'm just, you know, I know my health is not getting better. And last week, for example, I went to a new doctor. I had all the paperwork in place and a script for my doctor. And I had arranged for transportation to get there, and everything was fine. I filled out all the papers, and they said, we can't see you. I said, why? And they said, because you don't have some certain paperwork that
right.
should have been sent over a referral. Well, the bottom line was my primary doctor, they had given me the wrong information. And now I have it rescheduled to go this week, and I'm trying to still get transportation.
That's okay. So what I was seeing is like the runaround. Like I literally see, you know, I see like you feeling like you were getting the runaround, and it was before you
oh,
started
yeah.
telling me the medical
exactly.
story, which it goes, has that. So when you can walk away from it, because I feel like you definitely, even though it, you know, it's definitely not an easy time in your life. The good thing is that you're moving. That's a really bright thing. I mean, like super smart thing that you're doing. The other thing is, you know, if you feel like something, like you're just getting the run around, if you can leave it for a while, do it.
Well, that's the thing,
because
I can't. Like I've had to make an appointment Monday to have a tooth extraction
okay.
because it broke
okay.
off. I'm continuing to have extreme pain, and I know there's something wrong in another area, so I couldn't put
okay.
that off. And it's making it twice as hard to pack and carry things and,
yeah.
you know, it's going
okay.
against
now,
what I'm trying to do.
It is. But then here's the thing is I will say that it's a good thing that you're getting. I feel like you're getting support. It's definitely a good thing you're following the medicine, you know, going to get set. I'm hearing second opinion on that, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, it's actually
yeah.
a third or a fourth opinion right now.
Oh, well. I do see something. I'm not a medical intuitive. I actually do see something, and it's probably for you because I saw it on a caller earlier. But, you know, just, you know, get the opinion that you feel comfortable with, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a totally new person. I was impressed with
okay.
the office and the staff and the professional look of it.
Is it going to be female? Is it a woman?
Yes. Exactly.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Because I feel like that's finally like a more where they listen type thing. Good.
Exactly.
You're doing all the right stuff. You know, if you don't need the car, then maybe you don't need the car. You know, I just feel like there's a lot of flat in your life, which is why they showed me the car. You're doing all the right stuff. Keep getting rid of stuff. You definitely, downsizing is a good, you're doing all the right stuff. It's just, you know, it doesn't happen at once. But keep recognizing the good things in your life, because you are on progress. You are getting to where, you know, you're kind of, if you imagine your life kind of being swept away right now,
yeah,
you kind of are. But
yes,
you are on the right track. I like that you're downsizing. I like that, you know, because that place feels better. This new female healthcare person, that feels better to me. You know, you've got other shifts to get rid of, but you are making progress.
So you think
it's really for you? It's
yeah,
finding, you know, because you're, even though you're in sunny Florida, you're not seeing a lot of light. And so
no,
making these
not
shifts,
I can't really be out enjoying myself, you know, going
right,
socializing and all that, because these are priorities for me,
right,
and I can't put the cart before the horse. I have to take care of
right,
my life.
But you're doing, yeah, but you're
so,
doing it. So you're making the right decision. So
you think there
I
will be progress
you
with this new doctor? You think that,
yeah,
that they
that
will?
That feels good.
You're getting
that
a good vibe. Pardon?
Yeah, it feels, I mean, it feels good to me, yeah. It feels
okay,
like you actually find like you're understood, yes.
Okay.
And I feel, you know, the other thing is like moving is good. Something about the car, I mean, eventually you'll know if you need the car or not, but, or what to do about it. But I feel like things are shifting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Things, you're going to get more breathing room.
Right. I have a feeling my complex is going to be sold, because there are people looking around as of today, actually. And, you know, I don't know what they'll do as far as rents and things like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
So just be open to it. I mean, you're moving in the right direction. So recognize that for sure.
So I'm doing all I
okay
can. I just have to trust the
you're
universe.
You're doing all you can, and you're getting rid of stuff, and so recognize that, you know, when things are working, you're doing the right stuff. That's the good thing.
I'm praying.
Okay.
I'm calling in my angels, and I'm, you know, I'm trying to tune into my spiritual resources as well. It's just like things are just, you know.
But you're making, it's the actions of moving into a different, anyhow, you're making progress, for sure, Mary.
So you see improvement
in
those areas then?
Yeah, I do. I think a big thing is like getting into a different place, because you just need new energy, getting a different position. All of that stuff helps, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right, well, thank you
okay
for that confirmation.
Absolutely. Many blessings to you, and enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you, Polly.
Okay,
you too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. So, again, this is Polly Wyrum, and my website is gatewaystopeace.com. And that, you know, that was just confirmation of Mary, who's definitely going through, you know, she's got some challenges. But, you know, the really cool thing is she's actually taking action, and she's getting some stuff changed. And anytime you do that, for example, she's moving into a smaller place, anytime you start doing that, you start getting this new energy, that totally changes your life. That automatically, that's going to bring in like this fresh air, fresh whatever into all areas of your life. So even though she's struggling right now, she's making really good choices. And so I applaud her on that for sure. So my show is over in about 6 minutes, but I'm going to take the next caller. And then if we get cut off and it's not live anymore, then it'll just be the recording. But I just want to say thank you, because I really appreciate everybody that takes the time to call in and takes the time to put effort that helps our awareness and our consciousness of our universe grow. So I really appreciate everybody that's on board with, you know, that realizes how important love and gratitude, all that stuff, how important it is for and peace for all of us. It's not just one, but it's not just us individually, but it's all of us. And so I really appreciate that. So my next caller is area code 631-909.
Hello, I'm glad I got in.
Oh, you sure did. I'm glad you got in also. And what's your name?
My name is Suzanne, and I have a couple of questions. My first one was, I'm going to be starting a substitute teacher aide job. I get called when they can't come in or they're sick and stuff. Do you see me getting a full-time job as an aide or an assistant in the future? And then I was going to ask, do you see a boyfriend?
Okay. Okay. First of all, give me how you see things that you're being supported. For example, your substitute job is awesome. That's really good. So
I called up, and then a week later they hired me.
Awesome. That's excellent. Beautiful, beautiful. Very good. Okay, so I will take that as confirmation to think that you are moving right along where you should be. And I just want to, you know what, actually for you, I want to see if there's something else coming through right now. Okay, I feel like there's somebody, and this person could still be a lot. There's somebody who, there was an older gentleman, well, he's not, now I'm 50, so he's not that, but anyhow, he was an older gentleman. But he really pushed you and propelled you. I don't know if he's the one that helped you get the teaching thing, but kind of, he almost put you up so that people could see you. And I feel like he's probably passed. Like, he really pushed you, supported you.
I didn't talk to an older man.
No. This is somebody from, this is just in your life. This is like, if you looked at your life overall, there's somebody who was older who really was supportive for you, supported in you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Has he passed? It's somebody who really, okay, because there's somebody that puts you almost like, if you could imagine, like, you stand in his hands and he just elevates you up because he's like, look, you know, look how fabulous everything is. Look what you can do. You've had that in your life.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. You're very fortunate to have that, to have just, you know, for that, for somebody to believe in you so much. You're very fortunate. Okay. So now what's your question was about the job?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I feel like things are smoothing out for you. So things, so even if, and you haven't started it yet, have you?
No.
Okay. So even if it's at the beginning, if there's kind of like this rough start or rough whatever, it smooths out for you, and it becomes it becomes like smooth sailing for you. So if at the beginning it's like, do you know the class that you're going to be having or what you're going to be doing already?
No, I'm going to be in a different classroom in a different school every day. I'm a sub.
Oh, okay. So that's probably why I have a feeling that things will smooth out for you. So maybe that means that you will actually end up actually getting your own classroom. Because at first,
I'm not going to get my own classroom, an aide, but be in a classroom, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because at first you're like very, you know, however it goes, it smooths out for you. So in the beginning, if you're, you know, going to a bunch of different classes or whatever, but I actually don't feel like, it feels like you're not going to be moving around a whole bunch. Like, you'll be in different classes, but it's not like, you know, maybe it's like two or three of them that you just kind of revolve through.
Well, I have different schools,
I don't feel
too.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is I don't feel like I feel like it settles down for you. It's not going to be like where you're, it settles
like
down.
Being one school?
Yeah. It feels almost like you're kind of like through three, like you rotate through three. Yeah, so it feels like at first there's, you know, the awkwardness or whatever, but it settles down. What I hear is it settles down for you and it's very smooth. And I'm also hearing smooth transition. So that's a good thing.
Now, what about a boyfriend?
A boyfriend. Okay, so you've definitely the fact that you had somebody that totally, you have been loved, which is wonderful. I mean, you definitely have been loved. And that, if you take the time to recognize how the kindness that this person has given you or shown you, honestly, if you take the time and almost connect to those feelings back how it felt, you can have love in your life again. But the thing is you're pretty, you're actually pretty busy. And so I don't know.
No,
you
I want a relationship. I'm not that busy,
okay.
And I know what I want. I've been single a long time. I definitely could fit in a relationship.
Okay, then that's okay. Now we're off there. Then when you, if that's what you want, then you just have to tell the universe, I want this, because part of how it felt to me, part of you wasn't fully on board. So if you are absolutely this is it, it's there for you. You'll have it.
I've asked the universe many times.
Well, I'm telling you, it's there for you. So if you, when you are fully, I mean, just, and here's the other thing, is look back at how you have been shown love in the past. Write that stuff down and just say, you know what, I'm ready for more of this. I'm ready now.
I'm thinking of getting a part-time job about 10 hours a week besides the subbing. Do you think I should do that?
See how the substitute thing goes.
It's just not a lot
see
of money that subbing, that's why.
Yeah. Well, wait and see what happens with that, though, okay?
All right.
I mean, you'll know. You'll know what you can do. You'll know. You will know what you can handle, right?
Right.
But basically, you know, you've got all this stuff out there waiting for you. You just have to say it, which you're obviously, I mean, you've just got a job. You've got, things are going to definitely smooth out for you. You just have to say, okay, I'm ready for love now.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Sure.
Do you ever see my son moving back in with me?
Would you want him to?
Yes, definitely.
I don't necessarily see it. It doesn't feel like a super smooth type thing that would happen. Like I don't see it happening tomorrow. I don't see like there being, I don't see it around you right now.
Well, that's a bummer.
Like, well,
that's a bummer.
I mean, how old is he?
15.
Okay, well, here's what I mean, on that one, I just feel like communicate so that you guys are on the same page, where you understand each other and understand each other's needs and understand each other's wants. Because the really good thing about you from the very beginning, I saw where somebody has totally, when you were younger, I think at some point in your life, somebody totally saw you as being the most amazing thing. So you had that at some point in your life.
But his dad just plays games, though, because I'm 10 minutes late and he won't give them to me on my weekend.
Oh.
And I have to go 3 weeks without seeing him and things like that, even though I'm supposed to see him every other weekend. And he just plays games. So, and I didn't really just want to give them to him. There's nothing wrong with me. I just ran out of money to keep going to court.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely a tough situation.
Yeah.
I mean, you have, there's lots of things.
And he's my only son. His dad had three others who were grown from a previous marriage, and I'm getting older. I can't have any more.
Right. Just, just know that you totally you can have all this stuff. Just say, okay, here's, and then we'll go. But here's what I feel like might be helpful. Prioritize what you want in your life. So you can have really good, loving relationships. So just write down, I'm ready for this, and write down what you want in those relationships.
I'm ready
so
for a loving relationship, even marriage down the road, living together, my son back, and a good job.
Perfect. Write that step down. Write down what it looks like and just be ready for it.
Okay.
Because you can have it.
Yeah, I've been saying that since 2002.
You've been what? Oh, since 2002.
I've been still since 2002.
You can have it. It's right there in front of you. Just be aware of it. And when you see the little signs of, like, say you're walking through a store and you see, like, some couple that's getting along and you're like, hey, that's what I want. And just be like, thank you, you know, for showing me this. Now I, you know, it's confirmation that that's out there. You just got a great confirmation. You just got a job. Off, right? So you've got...
Oh, that's great, but I never get anything with my son as a confirmation coming back or a relationship.
Well, put that down on paper. You're ready for love in your life. You're ready, and what you want it to look like. Okay?
Okay.
You're ready. Okay, many blessings to you. If you ever want to drop me a line and tell me how it's going, go to my website, gatewaystopeace.com. And I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.